San Denise, the police on my back by the Clash. We're with Mick and Joe right now. You're about to break a bit of a Clash tradition in that in playing with the Who for those six dates, you'll be playing basically large venues, stadium-type affairs. You guys tend to go for the smaller clubs. You can make a whole lot more money in the big halls. How come you're still playing the small clubs?
It's the money.
No, we're just, it's not that we play really small places, because we do play small places, but we play sort of medium-sized places as well. And this don't really count as our show. It's the Who show, you know, so we're just going to be there to pick up a few fans, hopefully.
And blow them off stage.
All right, gentlemen, let's take another call. Listening in Jacksonville, Florida, and our affiliate there is Rock 105. We now have Mike. Hiya.
Hiya. Hey, Joe, how was Paris in the spring?
How was Paris in the spring, he says.
Oh, Paris in the spring. Well, it was just lovely, you know, lots of gendarmes beating up anarchists and the blood running by the Seine. It was just delightful in the twilight.
And your question, Mike?
Well, the question I was told to ask is, in light of your critical pans of your recent album, Combat Rock, the critic here panned it anyway, how do you feel about its commercial success? It was like number 20 on Billboard last time I looked.
Well, I feel our albums sound better in pans anyway. If you strap a couple of pans to your ear holes, I think the stereo is magnificently reproduced in a rich, delightful tenor timbre.
So we had a couple of questions there from Mike in Jacksonville. We have one now from Steve. He's in St. Louis. And, of course, Steve is listening to KWK. Hi. Hey, Steve.
Hi there.
Hello.
What's next for you guys? I mean, you gonna have any film projects or new albums or anything?
Come in, Mick, with the information. Here comes Mick.
Yeah, we're making a movie, our own movie, right, with a guy called Don Letts. He's this Rastafarian guy. And he's, I don't know about anything else. They're sort of making signs in him. about, we're making a film. It's gonna be called something about the Clash. And we're renovating it, because what happens is most people, they make pop music, right, and then they make a movie about it, and the movie flops, right, generally because the music's no good, right? But what we've done is we got it so far as it's finished, right, and it's ready to go out and flop, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to keep hold of it and do some more, like, funny stuff on it, right, on the film. And when we've done that, then we're going to put it out.
I'd like to thank everybody.
Let it all flop.
Who has participated in the program this evening, not only Steve Winwood and our two guests from The Clash, but also our callers tonight. We will have another fine program for you next week on Rockline. Thank you, Mick, and thank you, Joe. It's really been a pleasure. I'm BC, and I'll be seeing you in a week.